Thank you, Alison. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Neinor Homes results presentation for the first quarter of 2017. The presentation today will consist of the following. Our CEO, Juan Velayos, will present the quarterly performance and outlook for the business. Then our CFO, Jordi Argemí, will go deep into the financial overview of the quarter. After that, Juan Velayos will state closing remarks. Following that, there will be two additional sections. We will have our Chief Investment Officer, Mario La Piedra, and our Chief Business Officer, Gabriel Sanchez, explaining five case studies of development at different stages of the value chain. Finally, Silvia Lopez, Head of the Legal Department, will discuss the company achievements in corporate social responsibility. The team presentation will be followed by a questions and answers session. I invite you to send your questions at any time during this webcast through the Submit a Question to the Presenter window in the webcast application. The team will then answer the questions after the presentation. Juan, let us begin.
Thank you very much, Juan. Thank you very much, everyone. A great pleasure being here today and having the opportunity as the first time that Neinor Homes, after the IPO and as a public company, presents results and begins to show the commitments with all of you investors during our IPO, and we begin to show delivery. And hopefully you will see after this first presentation that the company has hopefully overperform any expectations that you might have of this first quarter results. As it is the first time, I think that it makes sense in a few seconds to try to go through slide five, that you have a reminder of the investment case of Neinor Homes. Neinor Homes, you remind, is the leading and pure resi home builder, a company with 30 years track record, a company that is targeting multifamily, a company that is targeting volume, that is targeting mid to mid-high client, final occupiers, and that means people with access to mortgages. We do first homes, 75%, second homes, 25%. We have a company designed through three main pillars, a very institutional company, applying best international practices coming from the Anglo-Saxon markets, very focused on product, designing high-quality product, sustainable product, and with a tremendous focus on client. We are a de-risk company. We just buy fully permitted land, and we buy fully permitted land in just with a strong demand that can be immediately kicked off and just located in certain very specific areas of the country. We want to have a really good sized land bank just focused on maximizing ROCE. The business model is also driven by the industrialization concept. We have put together a very experienced management team with more than 35,000 units delivered, with today just with 208 employees, with a business model that wants scalability. We want to be the leaders in a market with volume, and that means flexibility, and that means externalization. Also our de-risk approach and our discipline approach is shown in our development activity. We only start construction with 30% pre-sale, with the license obtained, with the license granted, with contracts that are really turnkey contracts, and with the CapEx finance. Only at that stage, this company kicks off new development. You remember that we have two ancillary businesses, two complementary businesses, meaning legacy, the finished product that we bought that from Kutxabank and that we are liquidating, and that we see that as cash flow for fueling our core business and our servicing activity with Kutxabank. And finally, remember this is a ramp-up phase. This is a company that is growing just to get its run rate target, meaning 35 to 40 hundred units per year, average price size of €300,000, EBIT margins in the range of 20%, and ROCE above 15%, and with a very disciplined and conservative approach to leverage. LTVs must be below 20%, and net debt to equity is below 20%. 40%, sorry. Hopefully, this reminder just allows us to present the first quarter results. If you jump to slide number six, here you have just the highlights of this first quarter that I can say that has been an exceptional good first quarter of 2017. I would like first to remark the macro. The macro is supporting Neinor Homes, is supporting the housing activity, and it's creating demand. It's increasing the demand. Basically based on GDP, we closed last year in 3.2%, overperforming and beating our peers in Europe. The affordability is there. Banks are granting mortgages. We dip in a second, and there is a few supply yet. Only 65,000 units were started in 2016, meaning that there is still a lot to grow just to bring the country to run rate numbers. That means that in